China faces growing pressure to revalue its currency, with the International Monetary Fund now urging Beijing to remove strict controls on its exchange rate. Hort Kohler, the head of the International Monetary Fund, says China should move toward a more flexible currency system. His comments in Beijing Tuesday coincided with a visit by U.S. Treasury Secretary John Snow. Mr. Snow arrived in Beijing with a mandate to call on the Chinese to raise the value of their currency. For almost 10 years, China has pegged its currency, called the yuan, at a rate of about 8.3 to the U.S. dollar. Some American politicians argue the peg makes Chinese products artificially cheap and cheats Americans out of jobs. Foreign Ministry spokesman Kang Quan said Beijing has no immediate plans to change its policy. Mr. Kang says China has dealt with such pressure in the past, such as during the 1997 Asia financial crisis. He says China will continue to keep a stable currency. Chinese officials have said they want to lift currency controls in the long term, but have no intention of doing it now. Japan is leading the drive to revalue China's currency. In the United States, it has become a much talked about issue in the run-up to next year's presidential elections, with politicians pointing to high unemployment in the manufacturing sector. Some Western economists say China would be wise to shrug off the pressure to revalue. Steve Hanke is an economist at Johns Hopkins University in the United States. He says the Chinese economy is one of the few in the world that is growing, and that is due to its productivity and vast exports. He said China should not be forced to stunt its growth.
I can assure you, most of the people talking about appreciating the exchange rate literally don't even know what they're talking about. I mean, these are political people making these demands. And the only reason they're making demands is that somehow they think that they're losing manufacturing jobs simply because China is competitive on an exchange rate basis.
Other analysts argue that a stronger yuan could cut the earnings of U.S. and other foreign companies making products in China. And they warn it could trigger a crisis across the region if speculators then drove up the value of currencies in smaller Asian countries. The prices of their exports would go up, the analysts say, threatening the growth of weak economies. Other analysts, however, agree with the IMF that a flexible exchange rate could help China better manage its interest rates and monetary system and warn off external financial shocks. Treasury Secretary Snow is to meet with Chinese officials on Wednesday before continuing on his three-nation Asian tour. The trip began in Japan. The last stop is Thailand, where he will attend a meeting of the finance ministers of the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Group. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, Beijing.